we have made, all the promises we made of, all the promises we have made, all the promises we made of, all the promises we have made, all the promises we made of, all the promises we have made, all the promises. This one is from the last record we released, which was in 2020, which is somehow so 3 years
it's 12,
ago.
12 years old now?
It's 12 years old. It's some, we released it sometime in the time vortex, and now we don't know.
Thank you.
every time I take a drink of water on stage, I feel like when politicians are giving a speech and then everyone's like looking at how you're holding the bottle of water. So I just drew more attention to it, I guess.
Good job.
Thank you.
Well done.
Did I do that all right?
Well said. Well said.
Thank you.
This next one is one of our newer songs. Came out of a silver lining we had during the sort of lockdown times. We live in Troy, New York, upstate, and Troy, New York. Well, it's kind of a weird time for us, actually, because day after tomorrow, Monday,
yeah.
We're moving. Big move, we're going to Nashville. It's weird. We haven't like fully processed it yet, but...
But we're still coming back every couple months, because we love it up
here. We already have, between now and I think November, we'll be back up here like six times to play. But we think it'll be temporary. We feel like this part of the country is our place. But a lot of good music happening down there, and... that is a tangent. We were in Troy, for a couple of years, mostly just the two of us, we thought. And then Mira's mom, Mira's from West Virginia, and her mom came up and lived next door, in the apartment next door to us for about a year and a half.
A year and a half.
And I'll be honest, I was scared. not because her mom's wonderful, you know, but it's close quarters. She actually lived with us for about a month.
For a little bit.
There sounds like there's an in-law joke coming. There isn't. It actually was great. And we had some good bonding time. And Mira and I have a studio a couple blocks from our apartment. And there was this one night where we were working on some stuff, and this big storm rolled through. It was just crazy, crazy thunder and lightning. And we got a text from her mom and a little voice memo. Mira got a text and it said, "I recorded the rain for Chuck."
For Chuck.
Which was funny because she had my number.
Apparently she didn't think that I wanted to listen to it.
It turns out I'm the favorite. But, I recorded the rain. I think of it as I recorded the rain for you. I just saw that, and we just said, let's stop what we're doing right now and write that song. This is what came out of it. It's called I Recorded the Rain for Chuck.
I recorded the rain for you. I wrote it down like a name for you. For when the sun won't shine the same for you. Ooh. Said you've been walking over broken bones. Said they're looking more like stepping stones. You said sometimes the rain feels just like pouring. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, this next song we wrote in the fall of 2019, and we had just been on the road for some time, and we thought that what we really needed was to go out into the middle of the desert and just be alone for a little while. Little did we know that the next couple of years would be a lot of isolated alone time.
Yeah, careful what you wish for. Was the lesson,
yes.
The lesson we learned then?
But we went out into West Texas, even further out than Marfa. It was near this place called Chinati Hot Springs, where they do like a lot of like songwriting retreats and things like that. But you can see Mexico sort of from where you are. But yeah, it's even further out than Marfa, if you can imagine that. There's like no cell service. It's great. So we were out there in it's one of those places that just has like an incredibly dark sky, and is just like a fierce silence almost. So this is what we heard in that space.
Stay.
Let's see. Well, this next song was, we've been going to Nashville for a few years, just playing shows and hanging out with friends, but we've started going down there to do a lot more writing. And so we went down, I guess it was like a year and a half ago, and so this is the first song we wrote in Nashville. And we felt like we had always heard that there's sort of like these song spirits that float around in town just because of all of the collection of history there. So we felt like we sort of caught a Hank Williams vibe with this one. The other night someone said, you know, this is more of a John Prine vibe, so you guys can make up your own mind. Maybe it's just a C2C vibe.
Hey, troubled old friend, coming my way again. Oh, I guess you can't leave it alone. Oh, lonesome, you say. Oh, lonesome, I'll stay by your side. It's all I've ever known. Oh, the time's getting harder, though some devil may bargain. I'll be begging.
Okay, we led you out to the desert, and now we're staying there for a little bit.
This one has absolutely a Hank Williams vibe. It was written by Hank Williams.
We decided we better learn a Hank Williams song.
Well, this one we learned, we were doing a lot of live streaming when we were sequestered at home, and so we learned this one when we were feeling pretty lonesome. And it turns out this song, it's called I'm So Lonesome I Can Cry. It's a real upbeat number. But it turns out when you play sad songs about being lonely, you feel less of those things.
Yeah.
And even more so when you're in a room full of people. It feels better to play them now than it did a couple years ago. Thank you.
For so long I stood.
about this vibey room, you
guys? I know, I was just about to say. It's like everyone has a little campfire. An electric campfire. Don't burn yourself. When we first moved to Troy, a lot of why we moved there was we found this like really beautiful musical community, which we've continued to love. And so we were thinking a lot about what it means to be vulnerable around other people. So we were looking for something that meant that. So we found this phrase in the All Together, and then also found out that that means being naked. So this is a choose your own adventure song, what kind of vulnerability you're feeling.
Don't know how it turns out.
thinking about a lot of things around this song, but I think sort of at the core of this song too is our belief in loving each other exactly as we are and making up our own minds about the people who we love and the people who we meet, and not letting other people tell us what to think about, not letting other people define who we are. So this is really about loving each other, not being afraid of each other.
Thank you.
looking back at you. All the colors come into view. Coming into view.
Fans in the room. Yeah. So Chris Smither is one of our favorite songwriters, so we love to travel around and sing one of his songs and spread the good word. He lives in Massachusetts now, but he is originally from New Orleans. And the song that he's got so many good songs. And this one was inspired by when he was growing up. There was a produce vendor who would push a produce wagon up the street and would sing whatever he had in stock, and which we think is like a totally romantic way to sell produce, or like anything. Where it's like now we're gonna have like Amazon drones. Maybe they'll like play songs or something, and that'll just be scary and not romantic.
Creepy,
that'll just be creepy. It'll play this song. once this particular produce vendor passed on, his son took over and upgraded to a truck and would drive down the street, probably still singing. But as with most songs, this is a song about that, but also more.
Also, a Merloton is a squash, if you didn't know that. We sang this song for years, and one day Mira was like, I don't know if anyone really knows what a Merloton is, and it comes up like 6 or 7 times in the song. So I don't think it destroys the song if you don't know what that is, but, you know, just...
So it doesn't break the spell for you. This was one of the first songs Chuck and I learned to sing together.
Quick anecdote. We met in West Virginia at a festival, and I was living in Connecticut, and Mira was living in New York City at the time. And
I should say, so we met at a music festival. Chuck was a contestant in the Emerging Artist contest at that point, and I was a stage manager, and I was holding, like, I had these signs, and I would write whoever was next and tell them it was like their turn to come up on stage. So I had a sign with his name, so we say it was a sign that we were together.
A true with another one too. I didn't win the contest, but I won the day.
So, and then I said, "Can you give me a ride in home?" And you said, "Where do you live?" And I said, "New York City."
I was like, "That's like 9 hours from here." So I said,
so
"Okay."
So he did.
And we had iPods at the time, and we shared songs, like we did a song swap for a lot of the ride home, and eventually had to charge our iPods in a Waffle House.
Yeah, that was our first day at a Waffle House, charging our iPods.
This was one of the first songs I played for Miriam. It's called No Love Today.
Don't know much, but I knew less. Was heartbroken for the first time. Was drowning in my tears, and I went looking for a lifeline, trying to find some comfort, a simple, tender touch, searching for some little. Sell you peace of mind, but this ain't what you came to hear.
Chris Smithering. Go check him out. He's got like a dozen songs more that are that good and 100 else that are great. Hundreds probably.
Yes. We like to sing songs that we wish that we had written too. That's one of those. You guys still feeling good?
Wanted to mention, we've like Mira said earlier, we've got we're playing a lot of songs from we have 3 records and an EP, and we're playing a lot of new stuff too tonight. Most of them we have recorded, sort of not fully like finished, but we have a thing called Patreon. It's like a subscription to being a fan of the CNC. And you can get, we released 4 EPs last year with a lot of these songs, if not all of them, on there. So all the information's at our merch table, but I just thought I'd mention that. We have our records, and we have vinyl and stuff, too.
Yeah. If you don't own a CD player.
We're going to start selling CD
players
along
with
the CDs.
Yes, this is another one of those new ones. Actually wrote it from on another drive from West Virginia to New York, and had this idea for a palindrome song, like where you could flip the words, not every letter, but the words backwards, and it would read the same thing and sing the same way
So we started working on that, and then we put it out into.
Well, someone gave us, it was the phrase someone said to us that morning was like.
I'm gonna totally mess up. It was like, we are too soon.
Old. Too late smart.
Too late smart. You remembered it.
Yeah. So the song is,
based on that. And we released it out into the world. It was like right when Spotify was happening, and all of a sudden, it started happening. And one day we were like, 20,000 people listened to that yesterday. That's weird. What happened?
It was like 100,000.
And then it was
it went crazy. It was like all of a sudden millions of people were streaming it, and we still don't know why. Like, we don't know. We know why. We think it's a great song. But
we know why.
We don't know how they heard about it, because it was our first record, and all of a sudden there were like videos on YouTube, like, people covering them in Europe.
From all over the world. It was wild.
There was like these three teenagers in
I think it was in Austria.
Austria. They made a video that was like 10 times better produced than anything we'd ever made. We're like, what?
What is happening?
It was great.
That's like a beautiful thing. You know, whenever you like write a song and you release it into the world, and then it becomes not just your song anymore. It becomes everybody's song. And it's almost like sending like messages in the bottle, like out into the world, and then getting things back. So here's a reimagined version of that song.
It's called Love, We Are, We Love.
Love, we are young, too old, too soon, too old, too young, are we? Too old, too young, too young. Are we love? What can be done with what's left behind of your troubled mind? Love, we are young, too old, too soon. Too young, are we love? We are wise, too late to know, too late to wise.
Guys, thank you so much for being here today. This has been so much fun. We might be back here every month now. This is so fun. We'll come all the way up from Nashville.
Yeah. The record that we released in 2020, which is 15 years ago. And we had just moved from, we were living in Chatham, New York, which is like very much out in the woods. And then we moved to Troy, which is in the city. And so all of a sudden our songs were like not about like the woods, and they were about people. And so this came from sort of watching people, but not like creepily watching people, just sort of seeing people walk by. We live in like the third story of a brownstone. And it kept reminding me of when I was living in Boston and I was working, and I would walk home late at night after work, and I would have these like feelings, these like really profound feelings of just like being alive and, I don't know, just a possibility, and thinking about how from the outside, whenever you're seeing somebody walk down the street, it could be just like the most mundane thing in the world, but they could also be experiencing like one of the most like beautiful moments of their life, just like walking down the street, and that you never really know. And so we started imagining those as these like flashes of light that just sort of you send out in almost like starlight, and that are like eternal in some ways. And then after we wrote the song, we found this Ram Dass quote that says, "We're all just walking each other home." And that is like exactly what we were thinking of when we wrote this. So this is called Stumbling Home.
Thank you.
so much.
All right, so we've got one more song for you, but if you clap after that, then we'll come out and we'll play you another one. But only if you want two more. So.
Here's the kind of person who will buy you a gift and tell you what it is before she gives it to you.
I'm excited. I've been that way my entire life. I remember like buying my dad a birthday gift and being like, I got you something really cool today. I'm not going to tell you what it is. And then 5 minutes later being, so about that thing that I got you that I still want to tell you about. Well, since this is our last song, we want to thank you guys so much for being here tonight, and let's thank everybody here at the Music Hall Lounge for taking such good care of us. Give it up for Ian on sound back there. This is a song that we'd love to dedicate to all of us.
Everybody's right, everybody's sane. Everybody's trying the best that they can. Everybody's falling, everybody's getting up. Nobody's calling, nobody's growing up. Everybody's on the outside, everybody's in their head. Everybody laughs and everyone forgets. Everybody's answer is everybody's guess. Everybody gives as much as they can. Everybody takes.
recently read that the encore is like the adult form of peekaboo.
Where we all surprised.
Well, thank you guys so much. This has really been such a beautiful night, and we're so grateful for all of you. And we will never ever take for granted ever again what it means to all be in a room together. And one of the things that we love the most about live music is that it's like, well, our friend Steve Pultz says every show is a snowflake, meaning that this is the only time that all of us in the room will ever be in this exact room together in this moment. And there's something that just feels really incredible about that. So thank you. And here is a song that is about goodbyes that are not goodbyes. So thank you guys again so much. We love you.